Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. The call for infant schools to be established for the free children of apprentice laborers on the island was written to the editor of the Barbadian on this day, Saturday, February 25th in the year 1837. The call was made by Mr. A. Stranach, agent to the trustees of the Michael Charity at Barbados, to bring public attention to this quote-unquote subject of public interest, and also to ventilate the issues therein. To give some contextual background to the matter, historian William A. Green asserts, quote, "Metropolitan views on West Indian education was influenced by domestic English conditions. Education of the English poor had traditionally been a function of charity, not a matter for state action," end quote. Therefore, education being religious in nature, during and just after slavery, was seen as a tool to control or eradicate what was seen as the propension of the poor and dispossessed to act irrationally and violently against the affluent within the society. So by June 1833, the British House of Commons pledged to assist in educating the freedmen. Therefore, as the article carried in the Barbadian explained, the Michael Charity was founded in the 17th century by Dame Jane Michael to, quote, "redeem Christian slaves in Barbary or slavery," end quote. However, these funds remained unused for 165 years, increased significantly, and were then appropriated to establish schools in the British colonies where slavery recently existed. The letter writer observed that the intention of the Michael Charity was to, quote, "also serve as a model school for training and qualifying persons to act as masters and mistresses of schools about to be formed. The school rooms will also be used as Sunday and night schools," end quote. Mr. Stranach went on to establish that his mission as agent for Barbados was geared particularly toward establishing infant schools. As a result, a building capable of accommodating 200 infants was erected on Baxter's Road, and on opening day, February 5th, 80 children from ages 2 to 6 years were admitted. Nonetheless, in spite of these pre-emancipation efforts, the promise to educate the scores of free children of apprentice laborers in the British colonies was not widely embraced by the ruling Barbadian planter class. However, on this day, February 25, 1837, in a letter to the editor, the urgency of this need and the availability of funds to actualize it was brought to public notice.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.